New Jersey's hopes for legalizing sports betting have been dashed. The U.S. Supreme Court declined to consider the state's bid to revive its sports wagering law. The High Court said New Jersey can't allow betting on sports because of a 1992 federal law that bars most states from licensing such wagers. Nevada's a notable exception because 22 years ago, its sports betting laws were grandfathered into the federal law. Well, joining us to discuss the Supreme Court's decision and what's next for bookmaking in Nevada and the U.S. is Joe Asher. He's CEO of William Hill U.S., the company that operates race and sports books in Nevada. Joe Asher, welcome back to the program.
Good morning.
Good morning. After 2 years and $3 million, the Supreme Court left in place the ban on sports gambling in New Jersey, and the decision rebuffed an attempt to bring it to Atlantic City and to the state's racetracks. So what are the consequences for the sports betting business?
Well, you know, it's going to get really interesting now, I guess, is the best way to put it. One of the things that was said in the Court of Appeals opinion was that nothing prevents New Jersey from repealing its prohibitions against sports betting at the state level. What the federal ban prevents is the state from actually sponsoring or authorizing or legalizing sports betting.
Were bookmaking companies like William Hill counting on New Jersey as a big part of future expansion?
Well, I think people are always looking to understand what expansion is down the road. I don't think anybody had revenue from New Jersey perhaps in their current year forecasts or anything of that nature, but obviously, folks are watching what's going on in New Jersey with great interest.
Last year, your company, William Hill, struck a deal with Monmouth Park in New Jersey to manage a sports book at the track if sports betting were allowed. And both you and the track built a sports bar allowing patrons to win prizes on sports games, but not money. What's the future of your partnership with that racetrack?
It remains to be seen because of the bill that was passed last week that repeals the prohibitions on sports betting. So we're waiting to see what the governor does. We're trying to understand the various legal implications of that, and then we'll make a good decision about where we go from here. So it's very much an open question as to how things progress over the next several months.
So if bills aren't signed and betting in New Jersey is not legalized, are you going to look at pulling out of the partnership with the racetrack?
Oh, no, look, I think it's inevitable, of course, that one day there will be sports betting legal in New Jersey, whether it's through this bill repealing the ban on sports betting or some subsequent legislation down the line. So, you know, look, we take a long-term view on this sort of thing, and there's no doubt that sports betting is going to come to New Jersey in one form or another, and when it does, we'll be there.
Well, in Europe, sports betting on the Internet's a huge part of the industry. When do you see that kind of betting coming to the United States?
I think internet sports wagering is clearly somewhat down the line, given the challenges that you're seeing right now with online poker and the disparate views on whether or not online gaming should be legalized in the U.S. No doubt it is a very large part of the business legally in some other parts of the world. Clearly there's a massive online market that exists in the U.S. today. So it's not going away, but any sort of legalized online sports betting is something that's a little bit into the future, to be sure. Hmm.
Joe Asher, CEO of William Hill U.S. in Las Vegas. Joe Asher, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Take care.